This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night edition of the show, the final show for 2005. We're live, as we always are, on this New Year's Eve. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the number is always the same on Saturday nights, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. If it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, well, it is a show about whatever you want it to be. So you can take control of the phones and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, even a personal problem. And since it is New Year's Eve tonight, you know, there's always some good New Year's Eve-related stories out there, whether it's from this particular evening, which probably isn't because nobody's really that wasted yet, although I'm sure some people are. But if you got a good, classic, crazy New Year's Eve story you want to share with us, 800-259-9231, or maybe you just want to share with us what your New Year's resolutions might be, for instance. Now, that's always interesting to talk about. And, you know, what were your New Year's resolutions in 2005, and did you actually succeed?
Succeed? I don't even remember them. I have a clue.
I was trying to think back, too, and you know what? I can't remember either. But New Year's Eve...
shows how good those things are.
Well, again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you on our website. All of it is free, and it will continue to be free throughout 2006 and from here on out, because that's the way a good talk show website should be, with archives, I mean, months worth of them, for free, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear, you can go get them for free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
And I got to give special thanks out to probably the best board operator that we have. His name is Jason. And Jason, go ahead and pot your mic up there at the network. I just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you coming in on your New Year's Eve, which you had intended to have off just to run Free Talk Live.
It just shows you how much I love your show.
You are dedicated, and we really appreciate it, man. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I try not to make them because if I don't achieve my... I feel pretty crappy about myself.
Well,
I try not to make them because I don't want to disappoint myself if I don't achieve them. So.
Well, how about stay alive? That's always a good one.
Yeah, that's most definitely the most important one.
And another one, you could stay sober through the whole show.
Through the show, yeah, but afterwards, I'm out of here.
Right on. Excellent. I'm giving you a call. I'm giving a little New Year's Eve bonus to help him buy his beer or whatever it is.
Heck,
he's going to buy tonight. So. All right, Jason, thanks, man.
Hey,
we appreciate
no
all your help this year. 800-259-9231. So, Manwich, did you have any New Year's resolutions? I mean, not that this is the show about you and I, but maybe it'll get some people started and you can call in with yours.
New Year's resolutions. I hate admitting it, especially on the radio to a bunch of people, but I like to take naps.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love a nap in the afternoon.
Well, you're an old man.
I am. Somewhere around 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to take a nap.
Right.
And, they don't...
There's nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't help me on the show. I'm not...
Really?
Yeah, I'm not...
It doesn't re-energize you? It doesn't give you a boost?
No, not at all. It makes me a little duller on the
really?
Show, I think. A little edgier. Some nights when you like Manwich more than others,
mm-hmm.
probably nights that he hasn't taken a nap. It's just a guess, and it's how I feel personally about it. Plus, I have a job during the day. And obviously I could be working from, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on. There's
mm-hmm.
times that I say, I've had it. I'm going home.
Right.
And I could be making money.
Is it because you're not getting a lot of sleep during the overnight hours?
Are you
in trouble with that?
I have a tendency to go, I'm usually amped up a bit from the show, and I can't get to sleep before usually 1.
Uh-huh.
And
then you have to get up at what, 9?
Something like that? 8:30.
Okay. So you're a little on the short side, but then again...
Yeah, I'm just lazy.
Well, as you get older, aren't you supposed to sleep less?
Supposedly.
Because kids, for instance, I think... This is what I've heard. I could be totally wrong about this, but I think kids are supposed to get like 12 hours, 11, 12 hours of sleep per night when you're under 10, and then maybe when you get into your teenage years, you're supposed to be getting 9 or 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe, I don't know, older people I've heard are getting 4 or 5 hours
like
per
that.
Night.
Well,
they go to sleep at 1 and they get up at 6.
The other thing you have to understand is that my sleeping and my addiction to nicotine are attached together. I smoke a cigar every time I take a nap.
Uh-huh.
And I go to sleep
uh-huh.
at night. So if I get used to taking a nap, say we've had a long weekend, I think that what did me in was Thanksgiving. and I've been pretty rough. It's been pretty bad taking naps since then. And, you know, Thanksgiving, that's 4 days off in a row that I got to take naps, you know, whenever mm-hmm. I wanted to. Well, my naps generally don't last but an hour.
Right.
But I get to smoke a cigar, and I get addicted to the second cigar.
Oh.
So that's what I think drives the naps.
The fact that you want to smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I get tired, and my body understands, when he gets tired, he smokes a cigar.
So does this mean that you're going to try to cut back on naps in the new year in 2006?
That's what I'm going to intend to do.
Okay. So cut back to zero naps? I mean, because really, I find that I like to take naps, too, but if I stay up, then I can sleep better at night. It's better for me to get to bed at night. That way I can sleep all the way through the night and then go all the way through the day the next day. If I take a nap, I have more trouble getting to sleep quickly at nighttime. I'm somebody that can lay there for an hour and a half before I'll fall asleep.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, it stinks.
I'm not prepared to give up naps on the weekends, which, of course, is the danger zone for me anyway. You know, the flirting with the devil, as it were.
Well, that's why I sleep in on the weekends, so I don't have that temptation.
But, well, I slept in until
you know what? If you
11
call in,
something today.
If you call in tonight, we are going to ask you what your New Year's resolutions are.
Mm.
Let's go to Brent. Brent in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Brent.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right. One of the questions you guys posed is, how can the free market protect intellectual property, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about a little intellectual property throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Trying to figure out ways that we can protect it without involving the government.
Yes, sir. Well, you've got a lot of industry groups these days, like the RIAA, the MPAA, et cetera, IGDA for video games. And they've got a whole bunch of different companies that are all part of them. And they have a lot of incentive to stay part of them, correct?
I guess.
I don't know what the incentives are, but one would assume.
Well, I don't see why they can't just make an agreement among each other not to pirate. At least,
you know,
off of each other.
I can see where you're coming from. It makes a strong case, but at the same time, you know, if I started an upstart, video game company, and it takes a lot of money to do it. I'm just trying to use an example that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a lot easier to make your own cola, and we've been using colas as a good example. If I start my own upstart video game company, and I decide to call myself Sony, and I don't see any reason why I need to be part of this. What is it, the video game one? IG what?
International Game Developer Association.
Okay.
Okay,
IGDA
yeah. If I don't see any reason to be involved in the IGDA, then I'm going to create problems for Sony.
Not very much problems, but
who knows?
Well, you could. However, it depends on, let's say, the RIAA, or the IGDA, has an agreement with, let's say, GameStop.
Right.
They will only sell games from companies that are part of their...
That's a good point. So if you took your Manwich's games, which was masquerading as Sony, and you went into GameStop and you tried to get them to carry your product, they'd tell you to go take a hike because they have an exclusive deal with the other...
But places, but there's businesses like Big Lots, for instance, that would take my video games at $10 a piece. You know, they'd retail them at $10 a piece that say Sony on them, and I've stolen all their games and all their stuff that they've put all this R&D money in.
Well, then your reputation could be ruined by that. I mean, if we have these reputation companies that are backing up everybody's word, then you'll have complaints lodged against you, and nobody will want to deal with you. And
see,
there might be still a small amount of people that are willing to do that sort of thing,
now,
but for the most part, you'd be ruined.
You would protect my business. If somebody came into my business and stole a paperclip off of the counter and ran out, you would say, oh my God, it's theft. But if, you know, one of these video games, they put all this money into R&D and they own this thing, you won't protect that. And
I think that the reputation rating is protection. And
I think it is.
I don't want to put these people in jail, that's for sure. I don't want to have to shell out extra money to put them in jail at the point of a gun.
Sony's sure not supplying the Hong Kong market with video games. They're not. That's not where they're making their money. You can believe that.
Brent, hang on. I want to ask you what your New Year's resolution is when we come back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the Saturday night phone number. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're here live on this, the New Year's Eve edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything as always. Political issue, personal problem, take control of the phones. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And I can tell you an update will be going out tomorrow. We'll be sending out a brand new link. Not a link, but a brand new update, including a link to our Shriners. Because we got a brand new one going up tomorrow. A new lady being added to the Shrine of Female Listeners. You'll know if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Now let's go back to Brent in Texas. Brent, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man, which we're talking about intellectual property. And when I'm talking about getting rid of intellectual property laws, I really, you know, I have a fault, man, which I don't really focus on the solution enough. And I'm starting to, I want to do that a little bit more now. And I want to talk about how it is that reputation rating could really have an effect on people. Now, for instance, we're talking about the example of a company, you, for instance, starting your own video game company and masquerading as though you were Sony. And then you were thinking about approaching, for instance, a lesser known retailer like Big Lots, one of these companies that just buys a bunch of off-brand stuff and puts them out on their storefront, and asking them to carry your games, which you were essentially pirating Sony software, putting and selling them at these stores, right?
Right, and using their logo and everything.
And I said that the reputation rating companies would destroy you, and you don't think that that would be the case. You don't think that that would be quite enough. But let's look at all the different ways that this could have an effect. And again, this is just I'm just modifying somebody else's ideas here. I'm sure somebody else can come up with some other interesting input here. But think about this. If they found out, the reputation rating company found out that you were doing this, that you were bringing pirated games to this company, Big Lots' reputation rating would suffer. Your reputation rating would suffer heavily. I mean, because we could presume that Big Lots made a mistake, so they might not suffer quite as heavily. But then the actual landowner might suffer for allowing Big Lots, presuming Big Lots actually did know what they were doing. Then the landowner's reputation might suffer as a result of that. A lot of people could be hurt by that sort of fraud. And I think that if your reputation rating has suffered, then you're going to have a tougher time doing business in the future. You're going to have a tougher time interacting with others in the future. You're going to have a tougher time going and renting another location to run your business from.
Big Lots doesn't, there's too many landowners in the world for it to matter, especially in America, I should say. There's too many landowners.
No, everybody would have their reputation rating checked just like they have their credit rating checked.
I don't see how it would matter in that case. I really don't. Having been
have
a
you
renter,
ever tried to
having,
rent something?
Having been a landlord and a renter in my life, yeah. I don't think that would matter at all.
Is that right?
I really don't. I'm not trying to just...
Well, maybe things have changed because nowadays almost everybody gets a credit check when they have to...
Sure, a credit check's different than your reputation rating that has to do with...
Well, are you going to rent to somebody that has a negative reputation rating? And do I want to sell to somebody on eBay that has a negative reputation? Do I want to buy from somebody with a negative reputation?
What does the reputation rating have to do with? I mean, is it a credit check that means they don't pay their bills, or does it mean that they sell, stuff... stuff to people that
maybe there's
pirated.
Different categories. I don't know.
And pirating is legal because there's no law against it. I don't care. It wouldn't matter to me.
I just think that what you're talking about, if you want to pass a law against this sort of thing, you're talking about creating bureaucracies to enforce
creating,
this law.
There is bureaucracy.
There are bureaucracies, and those waste millions and millions, if not billions of dollars every year. I think those billions of dollars will be better spent in the hands of private industries protecting us instead of having the government do it. Brent, any thoughts on that?
Well, there's a couple things. Currently... video games are rated by ESRB.
The rating board, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and people don't put games on their shelves that aren't rated. They just refuse to. There's no law against it. They just don't do it.
That's true.
A lot of them won't put adult-rated games on their shelves. Grand Theft Auto just got hit really hard because they got an adult rating.
That's right. They got pulled from people's shelves over that.
Exactly. So if these industry groups also... had the ratings board attached to them, then I could see a pretty good chance that no one would want to carry it.
Brent, have you seen Joakley sunglasses in the convenience stores that you've gone into? Have you ever seen like these fake Oakleys selling for $9.99 or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you think that there would be some kind of ratings board that would protect Oakley's intellectual property there on those kind of sunglasses?
Well, it just depends on how much people are willing to try to protect themselves and how much people actually care.
And how much the company cares about protecting themselves. I mean, if Oakley really cared that much, they'd be cracking down on these guys, right?
Where's
the crackdown?
Legally, you mean?
Yeah, they'd be doing something.
Currently, I think in the case of Joakley's, that it probably is better for Oakley's to have those things out there because it increases their brand value. It gets them in the hands of people that would not otherwise spend $150 on sunglasses that will be willing
Oakley's
to spend
doing
10.
Just fine. Louis Vuitton's doing just fine. All these
other
brands
are... I don't think that's comparable to something like Sony, where name brand doesn't matter that much.
People know when they buy from... if they buy from Louis Vuitton, for example, they know that they're buying a quality handbag. It's probably going to last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if they
buy
a fake one...
before it's before it rips up.
They know that if they buy a fake one, it's probably not going to be nearly as good.
All right, Brent, what is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
I think it's going to be to try to become a productive member of society.
Are you unproductive now?
I'm 18. I'm just getting into the area where I can start working. So.
Well, no better time to start and start saving for your future. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck in 2006. 800-259-9231. I guess I just don't trust the government to protect intellectual property. I mean, the laws are there, and that's nice and everything. It just seems clear to me that other solutions would work better. And you and I are having a tough time imagining what those solutions might be. But I think the reputation ratings companies could be a big part of it. Nonetheless, 800-259-9231.
I think it'd work in some cases and not work in others.
Well, they would figure out what worked, I think, because they have an incentive to. These companies would have an incentive to protect their ideas. And it should be there. See, it should be on their initiative to protect their own ideas.
The issue is, between you and I, is the issue of property. You believe that something that's substantial, that has weight, mass, and takes up space is property, and I believe that if you create something, that is also property. I believe in intellectual property.
As far as you can protect
you
it,
do not.
Sure. As far as you can protect it. But, I mean, you wouldn't want to throw the... For instance, there's that woman in New York City that is facing charges from the RIAA for downloading music onto her computer when, in fact, it was actually her children that did it. She's fighting them in court on her own without a lawyer because she didn't do it. And she's fighting these charges. You wouldn't support these charges being leveled against her, would you?
Well, she didn't do it.
Somebody did it, and she's going to take...
Well, first off, they should charge the right people.
You can't charge kids with that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, you can't. If they were doing it, they were doing it.
Okay. But this is what's happening. I mean, this is what's happening as a result of the laws that we have on the books today. People who are innocent are being
also
crucified.
You know as well as I do that I don't agree that people should be charged with not selling something. I mean, you know, once the intellectual property produces something that's real, money is real, it has, you know, it's paper. And
so you're okay with people, for instance, passing things around. It's just selling somebody else's intellectual property.
Selling someone's intellectual property is my issue.
And I think that, and I believe that some sort of private solution would be more effective.
You would say it would go a long way, though, in strengthening our system by just, you know, by keeping everything the same, except that you would all be allowed to, quote unquote, pirate stuff as long as you didn't sell it.
Most people are allowed to these days anyways. I mean, it's very rare that somebody gets brought up on charges for that because it's hard to figure that stuff out. I mean, the RIAA sure has been laying out some lawsuits and some threats to people, but it hasn't put a dent in the downloading. I mean, it's
probably
futile for them. Hey, coming up, we've got an article about an IBM executive that thinks he can fix education in this country, and it's a perfect example of why it is that business people can't run government any better than bureaucrats can. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live as we are every night of the week, almost. Six nights a week we do it. Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock at night Eastern, although big news, man. Which,
what's that?
Starting in the new year, starting on the next Saturday show, we're going to be expanding by 50%.
I knew that.
Going from 2 hours to 3 hours on Saturday nights only. We're still going to be 2 hours during the week. But if you are in, for instance, if you're in Indianapolis listening on WXNT, you are going to be getting the extra hour. I'm not sure if we're going to be starting quite that first week on XNT, but within the next couple weeks, you're going to get the bonus hour on Free Talk Live. And we're here live. It's New Year's Eve edition, 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you if you, for instance, have a New Year's Eve crazy story. You know, did you wake up with somebody that you didn't expect to wake up with?
Oh, my.
Something like that. One of those New Year's Eve. One of those things that tends to only happen on New Year's Eve. You got one of those for us? Maybe you've also got a New Year's resolution that you want to share with us. Or maybe you want to share with us your success, your level of success on your 2005 New Year's resolutions. And, you know, what you're going to do differently this year. In fact, we got an email in at ftl@freetalklive.com from Jim. He says, Happy New Year, FTL crew. Kudos to Jason for the overtime. Glad to spend the holiday listening to the show. See, it's good that we come in on holidays, mm-hmm. isn't it? I raise a toast to your fine efforts to liberate a few more minds from slavery. In fact, we actually had another email come in from somebody else who said they were going to be listening tonight at a party, which means that everybody else at the party was going to be listening to Free Sweet. Talk Live. So, cool news there. He says, I'm resolving to educate my mind and exercise my body this year. And I think that's always good. I mean, more education. I think that the real education in life comes after high school, and continuing to learn throughout life is so important.
It's a good goal, but I think you need more concrete stuff. Like, I intend to read this, and this, and I intend to do this, and this as far as exercise goes. I'm going to make it to the gym 3 times a week, or I'm going to go to 2 yoga classes a week.
Good point. More concrete, more tangible.
I've been taking Bikram's yoga classes. I recommend those things.
Wow.
Bikram's yoga, you get into a room with a heat to 105 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you do these, I don't know, I think it's like 17 yoga postures that they... that Mr. Bikram...
did Ms. Manwich get you into that?
Yes. You can imagine she did.
I know. I spotted her at the class before.
Yeah. Well, your mom's store is right there
right.
around the corner, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So very good. So, yeah, I agree with that. More tangible, more numbers, exactly what it is that you want to accomplish. But nonetheless, it's better to have some resolution than nothing. Better to have a goal than no goal. And he says, I tried to kick Camel filter cigarettes last year and failed miserably. At least I have some nicotine gum and patches to remember that by. Want to be healthy for my move to the free state. You know, I'm not an expert at health or anything like that, but I do know that my old lady, she kicks cigarettes with that shot.
There's a shot and
there's a laser now, right?
The shot and the laser, man, they get rid of the physical addiction
right.
to nicotine.
Because that's the tough part, is getting over that 3 weeks after you've actually mm-hmm. put down the cigarettes and pulling
the 3 days really hurts, but 3 weeks
I think it's mostly, 3 weeks as far as the chemical effects go,
yeah.
Getting through that, and then after that, it's just a matter of mentally not allowing yourself to continue smoking.
Because
when you've got that chemical dependency, it's very difficult to quit. So best of luck with that, Jim. We certainly appreciate the email, ftl@freetalklive.com. Coming up, speaking of education... And educating yourself, there's an executive of IBM that he knows the solution. He's going to fix America. We'll talk about that, but let's go to Mike in Arizona first. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, I just had a couple of questions for you.
Yes, sure.
I just wanted to get some feedback, and actually I'll just hang up after I ask questions. And
you can't hang up. I want to know if you have a New Year's resolution, Mike.
No, not really.
Oh, it's unfortunate. Okay, what's your question?
That's kind of my favorite houseism, the the Earth made it one more revolution around the sun, and I didn't think it was going to make it this time, but damn if it wasn't the little planet that could.
We're still here. That's a good thing, I suppose. All right, what's your question?
I had a question about free market solutions to environmentalism. Riparian right. Organizations like you've suggested, the UL and electronic industry. There's a similar one for the environment. It's Green Star in Alaska. It's greenstarinc.org. And then the last question that I had was, do you have a position on Jefferson's Ward Republics?
Jefferson's what republics?
Ward Republics.
I don't know what that is. Can you explain?
Jefferson's Ward Republics is a more localized government that you have the republic. Each state is a republic. Each county is a republic. Each city and town within a county is a republic. And each of those republics are responsible for their own schools, their own roads, their
the
own
more
police.
Local, the more localized government can be, the more effective it is. I mean, federal government is just a total waste. State government is a virtually total waste. And then local government can be effective to some extent, and that's only because people can pay attention. So I think, yes, you know, the closer you can get to the individual, the better it's going to be, no doubt about it. In regards to the environmental issue, there's no doubt that the free marketplace is going to be what protects the environment the best. Because if you look right now, you'd find out that the government is actually the biggest polluter. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we definitely want to get the government out of trying to protect the environment and turn it over to free market groups like the Nature Conservancy, for instance. That's one group that, for instance, takes money from contributors and then actually goes and saves the environment on their own. They don't waste their time messing around lobbying the government to do it. They might, I don't know, but from what I understand about them, their real focus is to go and buy sensitive lands with animals on them and that sort of thing, and protect the animals and protect those lands, which is the most sensible thing to do, to take all the billions of dollars that government is spending, put it in the hands of the people that really care about the environment, and let them save it. Any comments, Mike?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to also ask, with riparian rights, this question was posed to me that what about in a free market society where companies would be allowed to just dump toxic waste into a river?
No. Hold on a second. That river would be owned privately.
Exactly.
So whether it be owned all by one person or whether it be owned by, you know, in little chunks by people. For instance, I always love this story. I was looking at buying some houses a while back, and I went to this one house, and there was a lake out back. And I asked, I don't even know how it came up, but I asked about the lake, and the woman who was selling the house told me that that lake was privately owned. And I said, well, how does that work? Because this is the first time I'd come across such a thing. And she says, well, everybody owns a pie-shaped piece of the lake. So every house around the lake owns a little pie chunk of the lake. And, in fact, it's their property. So there was a couple construction guys that were working in the neighborhood that spotted the lake and decided they want to go fishing in the lake. And one of the property owners came out and said, you need to get out of there. That is not your lake. It's private property. You didn't ask permission to do that. Get out. Those guys took it right out. And so if you've got private property, people will protect that private property. I'm not going to let anybody dump any crap in my river. I don't know about you.
And if somebody dumps, or, you know, say somebody's got a smog machine and it's affecting my, you know, and they're pumping it right there on their land. But if it's affecting the air in my land, then I have a grievance, a general grievance.
Absolutely.
So I guess it would be okay for a company to dump toxic waste into a river as long as it stayed precisely in their little area of the river.
I don't think that's going to be
happening. And that's obviously not going to happen.
Well, that's the thing that I had with the riparian rights or water rights, which are, you know, if your property is adjacent to the water.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, I own a fish hatchery, and upstream you have a company, and you're dumping chemicals into the river.
Right.
And it kills my fish.
Yeah, you got a lawsuit.
Now, don't you have to provide me restitution or
Absolutely.
Replace my fish?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yes, this brilliant IBM executive is going to fix education for America. We'll find out what his plan is. You're going to love it. On the way, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can take control of the show and bring up anything. This is the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's New Year's Eve. We're in the Eastern time zone, so it's approaching 9 o'clock. Are you a big... Do you get into it when it turns midnight, Manwich? Is that big for you at all?
I make noise just like everybody else does, just because.
Just to be like everybody else?
Yeah, well, you know, people are excited, and I don't want
to
be a bummer.
You love to fit in.
I don't want to be a bummer for people. And, you know, nobody likes a bummer, so don't be a bummer.
Right on.
Yell yay!
You know, New Year's has got to be one of my favorite holidays. I'm not a holiday person, and we'll talk about that more coming up, but we need to go to the
I like Independence Day.
We'll talk more about favorite holidays on the way, but let's talk to Tom. Tom from London. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Tom.
It's not 2006 here, so I'm actually calling from a different time and a different year.
It's exciting.
Just called to talk to you guys about the Olympics bill here in Britain.
Tell me about it.
Last year now, in July, we... had the dubious honor of winning the Olympics in London for 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of it, as well as it actually being a huge thing in terms of tax, it's going to cost about $3 billion in tax, you know, about $5 billion, which is going to be split up between London taxpayers and taxpayers in the rest of Britain.
Okay.
And businesses and everybody else. The government is trying to currently pass, well, I'm not sure whether they have passed yet, but a law which will make it actually illegal to use certain words in advertising.
Really? Like what?
Currently,
Hello? Oh, no. Oh. Well, he's still there. He's still there. Tom? Tom from London.
Yeah.
What are the words that they're thinking about banning?
Well, it's words in combination. So the words from the list include, like, games, medals, gold, 2012, sponsor, summer.
Why in the world would they want to ban those words?
Because, according to the Department for Culture and Media and Sport, combat use of games-related words, images, and non-official advertisers.
I see. They're trying to protect the official advertisers from people trying to make it seem like they might have some connection to the Olympics?
Yeah, but it's the IPA, which is the Institute for Business Advertising, has said you won't even be able to say come to London in 2012 because it will infringe the act.
Jeez. That's craziness. You know, if the Olympics wanted protection for their official sponsors, and I would understand that they would, right? I mean, these official sponsors are paying big bucks to be the official sponsors. They would simply have an agreement with the BBC or whoever it is over there that's going to be carrying the Olympic games. I think we just lost Tom, but appreciate the call, man. They would just simply have to have an agreement that says you will not allow other advertisers on your network that will say this, 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 and this. You don't need the government to be involved in this at all.
There's no reason at all.
Totally ludicrous.
It's a crazy thing to do, and it's an infringement if they try to enforce it.
Yeah, it's outrageous. But hey,
it's ludicrous to pass the law, and it's outrageous to try to enforce it.
No doubt. No doubt. Thanks for the news, Tom. We definitely appreciate hearing from you, and it's too bad his phone clicked out, because I wanted to hear what his New Year's resolutions were.
Yeah, he's already started on his.
Yep, all right. So let's go to this IBM executive, who is just, he's brilliant. He knows everything. He can run a company, so he knows how to run government.
Well, let me go to the bottom of the article here and see if I can get the guy's name. It's,
he's an IBM executive. He is the CEO, I believe. It doesn't matter what his name is.
Yeah,
it'll probably give it in the article. Go ahead.
All right. This amazes me, this whole thing. Okay. How much longer will the United States be a super...
Is this an op-ed? Is he writing this himself? Is that what this is?
That's the impression I get.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's
this appearing in?
Newsweek.
Okay.
It's Gerstner, former chairman and CEO of IBM.
So he's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the chairman of some teaching thing now. And this is his article. How much longer will the United States be a superpower? Not much. If we don't wake up to the fact that our economic strength, which is underpinned by our political and military might for two centuries, is decaying. In the the 21st century, economic power will be derived...
He's wrong already. I mean, our economic strength doesn't have anything to do with political or military might.
It has
economic strength has to do with getting the government out of people's lives. The less the government's involved in the economy, the more strong it will be.
I think that we will see more strength in our domestic economy, but not in our foreign economy. In the what you said there, in the 21st century, economic power will be derived from skills and innovation. Nations that don't invest in skills will weaken. It's that straightforward, and today the evidence of U.S. decline is even more urgent than the shocks that sent us scrambling after Sputnik in the late 50s or during Japan's surge in the late 80s. America is no longer winning the skills race. South Korea, with one-sixth of the U.S.'s population, graduates as many engineers as the United States. China graduates four times as many. Well, they have a lot more people in
China.
That's
true.
India, five times as many. A lot more people in India, too.
Okay.
Just as more than half of America's current science and engineering workforce is approaching retirement, the flow of foreign talent is starting to dry up. As for the first time in memory, we're at the wrong end of the brain drain. As foreign-born grads in science, technology, and engineering enter, either return home after getting U.S. degrees or stay home in the first place.
What's his solution?
Well, you want to go to the bottom of here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know what his solution is, because we know what the problems are.
Okay. let's see. He wants to reinvent the Department of Labor and Education.
Okay, stop right there. He's going to reinvent it. We'll find out what exactly he wants to do. 800-259-9231 and get your comments about whatever, you want to. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, New Year's Eve edition. Take control, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff on the site for you, including broadband and dial-up versions of the live show. We got streaming, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. By the way, we're here live New Year's Eve. We got an entire hour, over an hour left here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. All right, Manwich, we're talking about an article from the former CEO, mm-hmm. one of the top dogs at IBM, and he thinks that he can fix the education problem in this yep. country. And he's right. There is a big problem with education in America.
Right.
But what's his solution? I mean, he goes off and rattles off a bunch of the problems that we have, but what's his solution?
Well, his solution is that we should heed the calls and consider other bold strokes, including reinventing our federal departments of labor and education as an integrated, innovative Department of Skills with a name and a mission that actually reflect the work that needs to be done.
Oh,
this
that'll
is
do
no
it.
Time for complacency. Developing economies are surging and developed economies are slipping.
Okay, so we need to integrate, we need to name it differently, yes. and we need to redo the mission, and that'll solve everything, won't it, Manwich?
Yep, absolutely. The bureaucrats that are working now at the Department of Labor will suddenly be invigorated by a big zap of,
a new mission statement.
Yeah, Yeah, they'll love it. And then they'll start getting their crap done. You know what? This is nonsense. I cannot believe... this man has achieved so much...
Is he running for office?
This man has achieved so much. As a matter of fact, he is the chairman of the Teaching Commission,
okay.
Whatever the heck that is.
Okay.
This man has achieved so much, I'm not going to... No epithets whatsoever, but right. This is nonsense, sir. The fact that is the federal government got into the education game around post-World War II,
yeah,
that's about the time we started slipping.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everybody started handing us our butt.
The more federal money has gone into education,
yep.
The worse the test scores, the worse the results have gotten.
Absolutely. Because... These people are
getting dumber, okay? Kids
no.
are not getting dumber. There's not like a generation of retards out here. Seriously, I've seen kids as young as 3-4 years old show such intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They're so smart. There is so much potential there, and it's being ruined by the government education system. But here he is, his big solution to just reorganize and integrate and change the mission statement. Okay,
yeah.
Let's make it the Department of Skills now. And you know what? That kind of sounds kind of spooky.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever read Brave New World, for instance,
Aldous
Huxley?
Yeah.
Where when you're born, you're pretty much categorized into what you're going to do with
life.
It does
sound like
that. I mean, with the Department of Skills, all I can envision for this is some sort of federal skills test
yes.
being administered at like age 5 or 6, and that way your kids will be, it'll be decided right there up front, in the beginning of their education career. Oh, looks like you're not quite cut out for that executive work, Johnny. I think you're going to be a trash man for the rest of your life.
You failed on all the scores. I'm afraid you're going to be a radio talk show host.
So this guy totally is clueless, and it's great to point this. What I want to point about this guy is he might have been a brilliant businessman.
Yeah, really.
But
the chairman and CEO of IBM, not a mupron.
Right.
Obviously,
there's so many people that'll run for office saying, like, especially Republicans, they'll say, "Well, I ran a business, and I'm going to run this government like it's a business. You can trust me. I'll turn this government into a fiscally responsible organization because I'm a businessman." But it's quite clear that business principles have no application in government. Government doesn't operate like a business, and if you come into government trying to run it like a business, you're going to fail just like everybody else has failed at government. Government fails at everything it does. It doesn't matter who is behind it. It doesn't matter how brilliant they are or how great their plan is. The reason it fails is because government is force, and force doesn't work. We can talk about this more coming up. Hour number 2 is on the way. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...